How many are there actually before we just die here on this podcast?
What do I think about PGA? I don't care.
Okay.
I don't have any thoughts.
So my friend, in the middle of Manda Hill parking lot, you would kiss your boyfriend.
I mean, I've done PGA before. I don't care. I don't have any
in the middle of Zambia, in the middle of the parking lot.
I probably still don't care even in Zambia.
I don't mind doing it, but like observing it, I'm kind of weird about, because I'm just like, okay.
Nah, me, I don't care now doing it. I don't care observing.
What do I do with my eyes now?
What do you think?
I was talking to, this is not going in the podcast, by the way, but I was talking to Jabu about it earlier, because I was telling him that, like, I used to be really cringe about PDA. Like, I just, like, me doing it, other people doing it, the whole thing, I was just like, no. But I was telling him that with him, I don't feel cringe about it. Mm-hmm. And, like, somewhere in the back of my head, I'm still like, how is this happening right now? But in the front of my head, I'm like, I just want to be next to you all the time. Oh, so, yeah, it's weird.
Lumba is sneaking.
Yeah. I just be like, we'll be literally standing at the queue in Pick and Pay, and like, I'll just like go and stand behind him. Yeah, it's really bad. Genuinely, it's so bad. Like, we are actually the worst, but I love it.
Okay, no, that's too cute. That's too. Okay, let me see.
I think let's reduce the time that we're answering. Like, I know we all have a lot to say, but you
quick
know,
fire.
Reduce it.
Okay, you know what? Why don't we reserve these for. Okay, no, I'm going to. Okay, let's reintroduce ourselves. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Apples Podcast. This is part two of answering you guys' questions.
You perform.
We're keeping this. I don't care. What's wrong with you? I can't even be charismatic.
That's not charismatic, but I don't know what's going on.
If your friends won't let you flourish.
Finished.
Yeah. As I've already told the people, welcome back to the podcast. Yes. Yeah, this is just part two of answering your questions. Some of them are really deep, and I just feel like we should maybe reserve them for a different topic on its own. I mean, I really feel bad not answering everyone's question, guys. We'll probably answer it on Instagram or something, or just send us a DM. But I know you'd have loved to listen about it. I really feel so bad. I'm sorry, guys. I really hate disappointing off.
Yay, now we have fans.
Listen, who sent messages saying we're fans of the album?
Hey. Thank you, guys, for being on that.
Anyways, question. Someone said on someone, but he isn't giving me enough attention. So I made an anonymous note to get validation from strangers. Am I a bad person or a whore?
Oh, I remember we tried to do this question when I was very drunk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, it's concerning, but not in the way that I think the person means for it to be concerning. Like, I don't think you're what did she ask? Is she a whore or what?
She's a bad person.
Or a bad person.
Yeah, I don't think she's either of those things. I think she's just, like, is very, not even necessarily very insecure, but, like, has placed too much value into this one person for her immediate reaction to him not giving attention to be to 360 to needing attention from the whole world. You know what I mean? Like, why can't you just, like, go find somebody else? Or, like, I don't know, talk to your friends, do something else. So I feel like the question that she needs to ask herself,
yeah, girl,
like what's happening inside you, emotional trauma that you have that means that it's either giving you attention or you need attention from the whole world. Like, you need to look within for that attention. You need to be okay by yourself so that you don't need nobody. And when somebody comes, you're just like, oh, this is a welcome surprise, but it's not something that I require in order for me to keep existing. That's what I got.
I think it's risky, especially that she said, or he said, is it she, he? Anyway, especially that they said that.
Hey, I just decided it was a she. Yay! Maybe it's a man.
No, it's a she. Because she said
he's not giving attention.
I have someone, but he isn't giving me what attention.
Yeah.
It could be,
okay,
be anyway, a guy.
It could be a guy as well.
I think it's pretty risky because, I mean, if you're putting your... Because they said not safe for work, Twitter account. I mean, if you're putting your job on the line for the sake of wanting to please someone else, please, just concentrate on...
No, Yoti, not safe for work just means...
Like, nudity and nudity stuff.
She's naked.
Wild. Oh.
She's wiling.
Yeah.
Okay, but still, I mean... that's risky, though. Like,
still putting her life on the line. It's true.
Yeah, but you're still putting so much like on the line and all of that for the sake, like because someone else isn't giving you attention. I think, like what Lumba said, that's a whole 360.
It's anonymous though. She hides her face.
Oh. But you know, people be extra. Someone will look in the background and be like, "I've seen that picture in somebody's bedroom." You know. You know what I mean? People be.
What Lumba said, like that's pretty drastic. A whole 360 from someone not giving you attention to going to seek validation from strangers. Like, I think we need to question what's going on inside. You know, we need to be comfortable alone. Self-love, etc.
Amen. I always remember that post that you put up, Nachi, the one that said something like, me when I remember that I'm good and popping. And whenever I'm feeling some type of way, I always remember that post. And I'm like, you know what? I am good and I am popping. I don't need this stress in my life. So this person needs to remind themselves that they are good and popping.
Exactly. And what you said is that this person has put too much validation in one person. Like, why do you tend to think you're hot to a point where it's even moved you to go make an anonymous nude account? But hey, do you?
I mean, yeah, man. Especially if you can make some money off of it, man. Live your best life.
You can get followers. Hey, I'm endorsing these things. God forgive me.
You have to monetize these days. Everything is monetizable.
Giving people Bella? Ideas.
No, I completely agree with what you said, Lumba. Like, the first thing I thought when Nachi finished reading the question was that she's insecure. And she needs to, like... Well, he or she, or them. These days, there's people who prefer to be referred to as them. Anyway, whoever they are, needs to learn to love themselves more. They need to understand that their self-esteem comes from within.
Yeah.
Okay. The next question is, honestly, the questions that are left are really deep. I feel like they constitute their own podcast on their own. But since this is the beginning of a podcast, I'm just going to end it at this one question. And then y'all can talk in as much depth
as you want.
And the question is, oh my gosh, I've lost it. Oh, what do you wish you did differently last year? That doesn't have to mean that you regretted anything. But what do you wish you could have done differently or better?
Bad. That's I'm trying to leave last year behind. Trying to move forward in love and happiness and joy.
But last year went quick. Can I even remember what I
honestly
did?
Like,
the thing.
We're just in time.
Like, I wish I utilized that corona break like get my fitness goals, because I literally just slept that whole 7 months when I was not going to school. So I wish I had done that, and I wish that I had studied more. In hindsight, not really, because I felt like I needed to go through that whole mental breakdown thing that I had so that I could, you know, come out of it stronger. But maybe I would have gotten more A's if I if I had studied, because I felt like my life didn't
break down
because I was just at home. There was like a lot of uncertainty about school, and I didn't know if I was going to make it. I didn't know if I wanted to make it. So, yeah.
I something's come to mind actually. I wish that I took more advantage of the lockdown, in the sense that everyone was on the internet, and there's people that went from 0 to 150 followers because they happened to just be doing something interesting during lockdown, and there was just that specific perfect moment to be online, and I'm now valuing it because I'm just like, imagine how much money you'd be making from ads, from advertising things, just because you've got the right moment of the internet. Like, I don't know if you guys saw the Irish dancer. She made this one black Irish dancer from the US. And no one really knew who she was. She wasn't popping or anything. But she made that one dance video to that song. What's that song? The dancing to the Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion song. So she made a version of that, but in Irish dance. Imagine all the shows I could have been on. I just want to look back at my 30s and be like, wow, I really did think.
Got it? Bumba. Hey, me, I can't like stupid. Ah. Ish.
What do I wish I did differently last year? Oh, I wish I put more hair food in my hair because I believe it could have grown even longer. But I didn't really concentrate much on that. I mean, like, I had weeks where I was like, yes, deep condition, what? But then after that, I was just like, yeah, I'm too lazy for this.
Mm-hmm.
Then what else do I wish I did differently? Last year, especially after they decided to open schools here, I was just like, you know what? I'm living my best life, wearing all my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
This pandemic has shown me that, you know, anything can just stop any moment. So yeah, I went out, I wore my clothes. I've started wearing my heels out, like, I don't care. Even if you're just, you know, going to wear pumps, me, I'm wearing my heels because there's no way I'm wasting money buying these shoes for them to sit in my room. Nope.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I guess, I don't know. Like, obviously, the main one is I wish I had started all of my assignments earlier. But, you know, that's my life. That's my existence. I wish that every year. And every year it doesn't happen. So that's just a permanent red stain on my life. But I guess I wish I'd, like, when I could go outside. So, like, January, February, March. I wish I'd gone out more. Like, I wish I'd seen my friends more. I wish I'd hang out with people more. And I did it quite a bit. But, like, at the beginning, like, January, I was still kind of, like, getting back in the groove of being back in the UK, as always happens to me every January. And then, like, and also I wish I had applied for the job I had earlier, because then I'd have made more money. And that's always fun. But, yeah. So, yeah, I wish I'd gone out more, seen my friends more, made more memories. Because one of my friends once said this a while back. She's in Canada, and we were talking about uni and stuff. It was in first year. And she was like, yeah, this day, like the other day, we got really drunk and I ended up on the roof. And yeah, they climbed the roof or some crazy shit like that. But she was like, but then the thing I thought about, like, after we got off the roof and stuff, was that you don't remember the days when you stayed inside and said no to going out. You remember the days that you climbed on the roof. And I even remember the day that she climbed on the roof and I wasn't even there. And that's, like, so that's something that I try to live by. Like, I try and climb the roof as often as I can, even though I don't necessarily, like, I have a very short, like, social battery. But, like, I try and, like, extend it, because I'm, like, I won't remember the days that I stayed in my house and listened to music, because I did that every fucking day. I remember the days that I went out and I drank a whole bottle of moonshine with my friends, and it was awesome, because it was. So I wish I had had more of those days. Yeah,
I feel like we can squeeze in one more question. Then somebody asked, and then I feel like we would have at least covered a good amount, and we're fair to all fans. Our amazing listeners. As soon as I can, wow, these questions.
Mm-hmm.
To pick amongst these deeper ones. What about okay?
Yay.
What gives you lasting peace and satisfaction? Oof. I'm not a jab one, because what I thought, you know.
I can answer this one real quick, because it's the one thing. For me, it's music. It's mm-hmm. like, I think when I tell people that I love music, I think they just mean like the way other people love music. But like, the way, for me, it's like, there's just, I can't even imagine, like, my life. Because, like, I've talked to some people and they're like, oh, yeah, sometimes, like, I go a few days and I haven't listened to music. And I'm like, are you even, like, okay? Because for me, like, the reason why every day I can be calm and I can feel peace and I can be happy no matter what's happening is because of music is because of the stuff that I'm listening to. It's because of the vibe that it puts me in. It's because it like helps me transcend whatever it is that I might be going through or feeling. And all of the greatest moments of my life have been punctuated by the song I listened either during, before, or after the thing happened. Or the song I was even thinking about as the thing was happening. So yeah, music is literally just everything. And it doesn't matter what, like, it can be like, maybe I'll be in the middle of my playlist and it'll just be like some random rap or pop or something. And even like a Christian song will pop through and I'll just have like a 3-minute praise session by myself in my room, or like as I'm walking down the street or as I'm driving my car. And then like the next song will just be something else. But like even just that, you know, that like it can change the vibe of whatever I'm in, like immediately. It's just such a fantastically great thing. But yeah, I could go on forever about music. But yeah, so it's music. For me, it's music. Oh, thanks.
Lumba, that's such a great answer. Like it knocked me on the head a little bit, because I think it's the same for me as well. I don't think music gives me a lot of peace and satisfaction. When I'm listening to my parents tell jokes, the level of satisfaction I get jokes is just unmatched. My parents can be very funny, very very funny, and I am just like, yo, why are you like this? They're very offensive and very funny. It's just
nice.
It's satisfying.
I think I don't think I have the one thing. I feel like for me it's knowing it's knowing that whatever I'm putting my efforts into is like working. Just a quick, you know, anecdote. The other day when I was at the hospital, we're seeing some patients, and the doctor was talking about like the treatments that they were on, and you know, he was just basically explaining like what was going on with these patients. And the thing that gave me like this sense of purpose, I guess, and like peace, because I'm constantly worrying about whether or not doing enough to, you know, like obviously work in a hospital and have people's lives depending on like my decisions. Anyway, my point is, I understood what he was saying, and
you put it like that.
Yeah,
you put it like that.
Part of the reason why I was depressed last year was because I never thought I'd get there. I never thought I'd get to a point where I felt confident enough to make a decision. Or I could trust myself to like do anything when something was wrong with someone. And being in that situation, and when he said stuff that I was thinking, or when I was able to say stuff that he agreed with, or, you know, answer the questions he was asking, I felt reassured and like certain that I'm doing the right thing and my efforts have not been in vain, and all this suffering that I've been through has not been for nothing, and the sacrifices I've made basically have paid off. So that's, I think that's my thing. It's like seeing that right now, the best example I can give is like school, because that's the thing that worries me the most, keeps me up at night, you know, like from like issues of, will I even make it through the year? Will I, you know, financial stress, all those things. So when I see like, you know, results, it makes me feel like, you know, less anxious.
Sorry, no, guys. I'm just silly. Don't mind
me. Calm, and that's when I feel the most certain, I guess, when I'm seeing that my thought process is, you know, aligned with what it's supposed to be.
For me, I feel like I'm most calm when I'm at home.
Deep.
Could be my parents' house, it could be my house here in Osaka, like just being at home, you know. I feel some type of way whenever I have to get up in the morning and leave the house and lock the house. I'm like, why? Why do I have to leave the house? Why? But yeah, and not just because of the current pandemic or whatever, but I just don't like not being home. So yeah, I'm very much at peace when I'm at home. And then what gives me satisfaction is Definitely, if I've like looked up something that I want to do, like I don't know, wig based, plant based, cake based, and you know, it comes out exactly as I was instructed to do, I think that gives me a lot of satisfaction. And also, like what Musa said, of although she's made me now rethink whether I should really go to sports, but anyway, when
madam,
it's too late. Hey, anyway, that type of thing where someone asks you a question and the first answer that you give, they probably Google it because they're not sure of what you said, and exactly what you said comes up on Google, and I'm like, yes, you know, things are working.
Amen.
This is what my parents are paying for. So yeah, that's from me.
Amen.